Now, Bob Catter, in reference to this ad that he's put together, and you've got him going bang bang to the Liberal and Labor, I think they're like volunteers. They're portrayed as volunteers putting up signs about Australia. And then Bob comes along, changes the sign, and then shoots these two guys. Well, he doesn't. You don't see him shoot, but he, you know, blows the smoke off the end of his six shooter, and you presume that he has done that. Well, he was asked about it today on Sunrise on Channel 7, and this is what Bob Catter had to say:
shooting a couple of people in a video. Don't you think that that crosses the line?
I thought it was screamingly funny.
You didn't know that there was a shooting in Orlando.
I repeat to you that I get in every night at midnight, and with all due respects, I watch a movie if I switch the television on. Not that I do.
Oh,
and I do not
on.
Read the newspapers. I haven't read the newspapers in ages.
Oh. He hasn't been reading the newspapers. But the thing is, he may not be reading the newspapers, but he's seeing thousands of people per week that do. You don't think that they would have mentioned somewhere about what had happened in Orlando? Everyone else is talking about it. I don't buy that for 1 second from Bob Catter. Now, whether he had any role in running the commercial or ad online when he did, I don't know whether he's in charge of which ad runs when, but you heard what he had to say. He didn't know about Orlando to David Koch. That's just mad. Now, the people who got asked to put the video together and help him with the video come from the satirical newspaper, the Batuta Advocate. And I've mentioned the people from the Batuta Advocate on a previous occasion. And I've just received a call from Clancy from the Batuta Advocate because apparently he and Errol were behind the video with Catter. Hello, Clancy.
How are you, mate?
Doing very, very well. Now, did you know that at the end of the video, Catter would be, you know, pretending to kill you blokes?
Yeah, I do just want to clarify. We were in town in Mount Isa last week. It was in the lead up to Origin 2, Origin 1. We were in town there,
yeah.
And we did an interview with Bob ourselves. And you know, we're from Batuta. We're from 14 hours south, and we don't know too many people in Mount Isa. So obviously, we were spending a bit of time with Bob, and yeah, we put our hands up to feature in the video. That's kind of our involvement in the thing. We don't endorse the man because we deal with a lot of politicians.
But, so they shot it about 2.5 weeks ago, prior to Orlando, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That explains a lot, right, eh?
Yeah.
But in terms of running the video now, you've got to agree, it's done in bad taste, given the fact that we've just had what happened in Orlando.
Yeah, I mean that is a point, but I think if we're going to take into account America's gun problem, you know, Bob could have waited a week and walked into straight into another massacre, you know? That's what's happening. There's been 177 shootings in America this year.
Yeah.
I mean, who's he... If a Western Queensland politician can't do a Wild West mock-up in Mount Isa because it's deemed to be insensitive to what's happening in America's, you know, gun control epidemic, I just don't know.
But he could have used a whip instead of a gun.
Yeah, I know, but it's the Wild West, mate. You know Bob.
Yeah. He's a loose cannon.
He's a loose cannon, and, you know, that's what he's about. He's a, you know, I guess if he, maybe he should have been born 100 years ago, but he would definitely love to be sitting on a horse swinging a six shooter, and that, you know, that's his whole image. I don't think he should be held accountable for what happened in Orlando, but, you know, as far as the uproar and the outrage, I think he's done his job. He's done a lot better than Turnbull's bloody Innovation and Growth or Bob Hawke on there with Labor.
He's got a lot of coverage.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of coverage, and we know what the message was. The message, if you didn't see it, everyone knows what the message is now, that he doesn't want people to sell off Australia. So he's got his message out there to a larger audience. Good on you, Clancy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Brett.
There you go. That's how it happened. That's when it was shot. So we know now know that, and Clancy doesn't have too much of a problem with it. Not that makes any difference. A lot of people would, and maybe the person that decided it was time to run that commercial now has a lot more to answer for than Bob Catter.